Okay, so this Jussie Smollett story is back in the news. I call it Smollett 3.0 because there was the first story. Then there was more the story about what really happened. And we thought we were done with that. Everybody with a bitter taste in their mouth. And then this lady, Sheila O'Brien, the former judge, surfaces. And it's Smollett 3.0. This lady is in our studio. Sheila O'Brien, welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Is it fair to say that you are singularly perhaps the reason that we might have a special prosecutor, we're going to have a special prosecutor, and Smollett may yet go to jail?
That is, well,
you were about to say that is true.
That is true, that I probably am the singular reason that you have a special prosecutor.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. You're not a sitting judge now. You're retired.
Correct. Been retired since 2011, and that's been great. Love retirement, and practiced law, and was a public defender, and became a judge at a rather young age, and came to Chicago, was a judge here, ran for the appellate court, and retired after 16 years on the appellate court.
16 years on the appellate court.
Right.
So what does an appellate court judge do? What kind of cases did you see?
Well, you know how you hear on TV, we're going to appeal this, so it goes to the appellate court. And the appellate court is the group that we're not Monday morning quarterbacks. We don't retry the case. We see if the laws were applied evenly and fairly. So not was the outcome correct necessarily, but were the laws applied fairly?
Not do you agree with the outcome.
Correct.
But even if you disagreed, it's that judge's opinion, and as long as he conducted business properly, then it stands.
Correct.
So is that why you particularly have a vested interest in this? For
no.
instance, well, answer this question before you answer that. I don't know what the question is, because he wasn't tried. I was about to ask you if you agreed with the original sentencing, but that didn't happen, did it?
Is it the why me question? Why you, Sheila O'Brien? What got you involved in this?
Well, that's another interview. I want to cut to the Smollett case, if I may.
Sure.
I mean, for instance, do you think that he's telling the truth that he was actually mugged by a couple of guys downtown, or do you think that he staged the whole thing?
I have not taken a look in his eyes to see if he's telling the truth. It doesn't sound very plausible, does it?
Most people don't believe it.
No.
Okay, but again, that's
not my issue.
Nor there.
That's not what I was about.
Really? So, as bad as we all felt about that, you wouldn't be here today unless what?
If Mr. Smollett, I think the thing that got me off the couch was the court file was sealed. So, unbeknownst to everybody, the case was on an emergency motion brought into court. No one was notified. The arresting officers were not notified. The press wasn't notified. The cases were all dismissed, and the court file was sealed. It's like, wait a minute. The court file sealed, and now we don't know what happened. And then Mr. Smollett went out and said, I'm innocent, and I've been the victim, and yada, yada. And that, I think, was what got me off the couch. The process. Would the janitor in this building or at 26th Street have gotten the same deal, been treated that way? Probably not.
Yeah, and that way includes the fact that they were almost sweeping it under the rug quietly, right, dismissing this case or charges against him.
Not quietly. I mean, not kind of. Yeah, quietly, totally quietly, and sealing a court file so that you or I can't go in and see what happened.
So then this is a problem with, I mean, but Smollett will take it if he can get it, but he's not the decider. It's this Judge Tooman that decided to conduct the case. Or is your problem more with Kim Fox's office?
No, Tooman wasn't involved in the original part of it. Tooman was the judge I appeared in front of, and he is the person who appointed a special process
prosecutor.
It's the actions of the state's attorney's office here that were troubling, because the law provides if you recuse yourself from a case, you have to get somebody else to do the case.
Talk to me about that recusal process and what did and didn't happen here.
The statute, the laws of Illinois provide, if you're the state's attorney of any county, if you're sick or if you can't serve, let's say you've got a sick child maybe, and whatever.
Or conflict of interest.
Totally. And that happens. You know, it's your kid who did something wrong. Or if you say, I've recused myself, and the statute says that you file a recusal in that case, then you get a special prosecutor. The court appoints a special prosecutor.
Do you think Kim Fox knew that process?
She's a lawyer.
I don't know. But she was new to the office. And
hello.
Okay. All right. So you're not going to give her a pass on that? Maybe she doesn't deserve a pass on that. Somebody in the office should have said, hey, we've been here a while. Here's how that happened.
Well, the other part of this is that recuse is not a word that you use in common parlance. When you're speaking to lawyers and you say, I recuse myself, we all know what that means. Lawyers know that means I am out. I am totally out. Get it out of my office. I can't touch it anymore. And she said those words, did not do that, and then even under her own definition, continued to be involved in the case. And that's where you go, wait.
Right. Okay. Well, and that's where we felt she was lying to us, right? Because the fine point about the recusal process was lost on a lot of us, but we understood that to mean that she was no longer going to oversee the case. And yet it did seem as though the staff knew what her wishes were, and they were following her line, right?
Right. And it shouldn't have been in her office anyway.
What do you mean it shouldn't have been in her
office?
The
minute she recuses herself, she is the state's attorney.
But she didn't recuse herself, right? I mean, technically she didn't recuse herself, did she?
Well, if you say, I recuse myself, that is known to most lawyers, I've recused myself. Now, you have a problem. If she says the word, I recuse myself to her staff, and then doesn't file it in the court file, and she didn't,
right.
Now you got another problem. You got a state's attorney who's saying one thing, not following through on paperwork. Then you've got a problem as well.
I guess as a technical matter, maybe she was, regardless of what she said, since she didn't go through the process, she was the attorney of record, if you will, for that case. But she's handing it off to her first lieutenant without doing it properly. So while he was now overseeing the case, he didn't have the authority to be overseeing the case.
Correct, because when you recuse yourself, it has to leave your office.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. And does that sound like a mess? Yes. It's not the way it's done.
So the remedy then is a special prosecutor is going to come in.
That's what the law says. Yeah, the remedy is a special prosecutor. And how do you get one of those?
Do we end up then answer that question?
That question, the statute says now Judge Tooman has to ask the public agencies in Illinois, and he has to ask the state attorney general and other local state's attorneys if they can volunteer to do this. Why? Because you don't want to have to spend money for a private attorney. And if somebody volunteers, he'll decide if those are good people. If nobody volunteers, then he has to appoint a private attorney to do it. And that, of course, involves expense for the county. And that's why you go to the government agencies first.
And I was talking to Megan Kripo, who wrote about this late last week in the Chicago Tribune. Even if there's no quote-unquote expense, it's a public official that'll oversee this case, that takes, you know, his time and staff away from something else. Ultimately, there could be some, if this was a private attorney, billable hours.
Correct.
There is an expense here, but you feel it's important enough to do what? Why just keep Smollett out of town? Why even go down this road?
Because the law provides for this. This is how the people of Illinois have governed these situations.
It's not about our feelings as Chicagoans?
No. It's not at all.
Just adherence to the law. You just
Correct.
Want to see the I's dotted.
Yeah. It's the law, John. And how did we all know this happened? I mean, I wasn't sitting at home watching the Jesse Smollett case step by step by step by step because I got other things to do. I mean, I was reading headlines.
Yeah.
But when you hear that this is a case in which the state's attorney said she was recused, and then one day we all wake up and the case has been dismissed, no notice to anybody, rushed into court, dismissed, totally dismissed, no plea taken, and the file is sealed. And another weird situation is he forfeited his bond. Well, where is that money going? Where is that money right now? He didn't plead guilty. Usually they can only take somebody's bond if they plead guilty. Where's the money?
So suppose that it was Kim Fox that cut that deal, the deal that you're talking about. Talk about that for a minute. What jumps out at you? Or is this the deal the janitor doesn't get at the courthouse as well? I mean, it was kind of weird, wasn't it?
It sounds weird. I mean, most of us have never seen a 16-count indictment just summarily dismissed. And without the state's attorney explaining to all of us why. Here's why I'm doing this, because you're the state's attorney. That's what is sticking out here. This is lack of transparency with the press, with the people of Cook County. Is why'd this happen? Well, what's going on? And without telling people what's going on, they're going to assume the worst. And the court file's sealed. And that's all. It just all coalesces into.
Why was that court file sealed?
Mr. Smollett made a motion because he had not pled and the cases were dismissed. He has the right to make that motion to seal the file. The state does not have to agree. It's my understanding the state did agree.
Now, why did the state agree?
I don't know.
Why would the state agree?
I don't know.
Why would the state agree?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, you have more knowledge about this sort of thing than I do.
No, I could be wrong. I don't know if the state, I'm pretty sure the state agreed. Why would you agree? And the statute for that says if there's objections to be heard, then, you know, this whole thing is a mess.
Well, then talk to me about this. I'm reading from the Tribune story. And I think this is a Megan Kripos story, too.
By the way, great reporter.
Oh, yeah. You know
fabulous
what?
Reporter.
If you do not already, you should today subscribe to a newspaper. The likes of the Megan Kripos and the
Madeline
Stacey
Buckley's.
St. Clair's and the Madeline Buckley's. Those people every day go out there. They're paid a salary, which might shock you. And for the people who say, oh, I get it free, or the Tribune's no good anymore, this kind of justice is not exacted, lest we have journalists out there
Absolutely. Digging
the dirt.
And Megan Kripos, who's been following this, has been totally accurate in all her reporting, and more importantly, totally zeroes into what's happening in that courtroom and gets the great tone. And so I big shout-outs to her.
Okay, so here's the reporting. The ruling marked a victory for Sheila O'Brien. That's you.
That's me.
A former state appellate judge who sought the special prosecutor in a largely solo effort. She had clashed with Judge Tooman, who had made it clear that he was the one still on the bench calling the shots.
Yes.
At least at the last hearing in May, Tooman cut down O'Brien's, that would be you's, attempts to boot Cook County prosecutors off of the case, denied her permission to take depositions of Fox and her top deputy, and rejected her multiple motions to transfer the case to another judge.
Yes.
Okay.
It was not a fun time.
Okay, talk about that time after this. An email has just poured in. Actually, it's a text message. It says, Judge, this would be to you. Two words, thank you.
Aww.
I so agree.
I agree.
What I've read about and witnessed about you, I'm like, you should run for office. Oh. You should be something. State's
I was
attorney.
Something.
Do you want it? You still are. And you don't have to hold the title, I guess, to be an effective citizen.
Correct.
But your knowledge is paying great benefits to, I think, the city of Chicago, Judge Sheila O'Brien. Do you want to be state's attorney?
No.
You should be state's attorney.
No, that's not my skill set. That's a huge, huge
Go be state's
job.
Attorney.
No.
Will Boston keep rolling, or will Abreu and the Southsiders stop the surging Sox, White Sox, Red Sox tonight at 6 on WGN-TV. We broadcast those games here on the radio, too, you know. The key to a good barbecue is preparation. You can never have too much ice. No one likes warm beer. Invest in one of those special candles to keep the mosquitoes away. With the steaks, thicker's better. The last step before the big barbecue, don't forget to call Deck Tech at 1-800-956-DECK or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. And for a limited time, receive a 10% discount when you mention this ad. Call 1-800-956-DECK or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. So she's a former appellate judge in Chicago, Judge Sheila O'Brien. She's in our studio. She's the one that just said, look, something's wrong here. And she was petitioning the court to appoint a special prosecutor over the Jussie Smollett case. She hasn't offered a strong opinion here about whether Jussie is telling the truth or not. That's not her point. She just doesn't think that justice was handled properly here. And so what do you know? We are going to get a special prosecutor. But this paragraph I read beforehand says that the judge, you were a pain in the judge's butt, it sounds like, the whole time. At the last hearing in May, Tooman cut down O'Brien's attempts to boot the prosecutors off the case, denied her permission to take depositions of Kim Fox. That would have been logical. And her top deputy, especially him, because she just threw him under the bus, and rejected her multiple motions to transfer the case to another judge. Why all the animosity between you and Judge Tooman?
That's not animosity, I don't think. That's not personal. That's court. He didn't think those were the way to handle it, and he denied them. So I don't feel like we had a big fight.
Had a disagreement.
And no, it's court, though. You're in court, and you disagree.
Okay, I'm not saying you're taking it personally, but yeah. I mean, you felt like you had a point here.
I did, and
you weren't doing this just to get under anybody's nerves.
No. I really did want to get the depositions of certain people. I thought that made more sense, and I think Judge Tooman thought, let's just go on what we already have. And that's my sense of it now.
Okay, but I'm a little
curious about that. It would seem to me like you would want a deposition of Kim Fox and her top deputy. You'd want, what's his face?
Joe Magids.
Yeah. In fact, we haven't heard much from him since then. She kept saying, well, that he did that, he did that, he did that. And we said, well, why did he do that? And she said, well, you'll have to ask him. And we called him. He said, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to talk to you guys about that.
But now there is a special prosecutor, and that person will get a chance to talk to Joe Magids.
And so does this mean that Jussie Smollett may ultimately go to jail?
Could. The case is going to be reopened. And
do you have
an
opinion about what the outcome of all of this should be?
Whether Mr. Smollett should go to jail or not? No, because I have not read all the police reports and haven't talked to the police officers and haven't looked at the physical evidence and haven't looked at his record or anything. That's my answer, yeah.
And he might claim, I know it's not, but I could see how he would think like this is double jeopardy. Like, hey, you guys had a crack at me. You decided not to prosecute me. You let me go. And now what? Because it's politically inconvenient, you're going to try it again?
Well, the question of jeopardy attaching, usually jeopardy attaches when you do something on that case itself. And here, nothing was done on that case. It was just dismissed. So it appears, at least from the way I was practiced law, that jeopardy didn't attach. And Mr. Smollett can
I understand
charged.
That. And one last thing then about Kim Fox. I mean, your problem wasn't with the judge per se. It was more with Kim Fox's office. Do you have an opinion about Kim Fox's stewardship of that office right now?
Look, I don't know her. I've never met her. But this was not her finest hour, I don't think. And this was very, very troubling. And this is very basic. Transparency, truth, openness. Everybody gets treated fairly. Everybody gets treated the same. This was a very odd disposition on a 16-count indictment for a television star. I think the other thing that your followers know, too, is that this case happened 2 weeks after the college admission scandal situation broke. People trying to get cuts in line. Rich people trying to do things they shouldn't do because they're rich and powerful. I think that's part of it. You know, you see that when people are trying to get cuts in line, it just bothers you.
Well, there were some big names that sort of populated this case, that's for sure.
Right. So there's, and the college admission scandal, the same thing. And people don't like that. It's not fair is all in us as Americans.
One quick question here. Yeah. We're out of time. We're past out of time. Jim, what did you want to say? You're on here.
I was just wondering if the special investigator process is going to be a Cook County judge or a Cook County even investigator prosecutor outside Cook County.
Yeah, good question.
Probably outside, or somebody who's already working in the Attorney General's office. It would be from another government entity at first, but most possibly outside of Cook.
Oh, and hopefully not this Attorney General's. Well, no. I mean, it would seem to me like we should establish as much distance as we can.
I would vote for that, yeah.
But that has not been determined.
We don't know yet.
They didn't ask
for
your opinion
right,
on this.
Right, and they got to see who volunteers to
do it.
Could
you be the special investigator on this?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question. I was on John Cass's podcast this morning, and he asked me who I liked, and she'll kill me. The woman I used to be with at the appellate court, who was a former ASA and one of the greatest prosecutors ever. And boy, she's retired.
Who's this?
Her name's Peggy Frisard. She's going to be so mad at me. But Peggy Frisard, she did the Gary Dotson case for Richdale.
Yeah, wow.
And she is one great prosecutor.
Well, she doesn't have to do it, but that's your recommendation.
I'd love it.
Do you have the skill set? Would you be a logical person for this?
No, I don't think that's my skill set. I mean, I can try cases. I was a public defender, however. But someone like someone like her, she was fabulous.
We're out of time. Could I call you again?
Absolutely, it'd be fun.
Comment
Thank
on
you.
This or other
sure.
things.
Absolutely,
Judge
lots
Sheila
of fun.
O'Brien is the Illinois Appellate Court Justice, former, who had a lot to do with where we are today on the Smollett case. It's 2:32. Okay, into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Steve's got the news. Then we visit with brewers from the Englewood neighborhood. You heard me right.